Sarah Forbes, Waterford Irish Farmers Association Dairy Chair, there can be no greater woman better qualified in the county to talk to me about the benefits of milk, as we just saw National Milk Day celebrated in the country last Saturday. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Dimphna.
How are you keeping in this fine, wet, damp weather we're having?
Yeah, sure, we're grand. Look, we're grand. We're working away anyway as usual. So I'd rather get this kind of weather now and maybe get a good spring afterwards when we're thinking about letting animals out. So,
indeed. And look, we've seen a lot of conversation. We know the huge, huge work that farmers do from one end of the year to the next, Laura, whether you're a dairy farmer, whether you're a meat farmer, crops, etc. The weather very much has to play ball with you in order for you to get your daily job done. But we're seeing a really lovely headline here. It was in the Daily Mail last week, and it was how a daily glass of milk can cut your risk of bowel cancer by about 17%. Now, this is a very, very significant figure. So Ollie and I kind of started digging on this, and we thought, great, we've always known as a child you're taught to drink more milk because obviously it's more calcium and that can only be good for you. But talk to me, Laura, because like everyone else, I will open the fridge. I will see a 2 litre carton of whatever brand of milk I buy, but I don't necessarily have an understanding of how it gets there, Laura. So talk me through the process maybe here in Waterford.
Yeah, so first of all, Dimphna, thanks very much for giving me this opportunity to just have a chat with you about milk, because it's obviously, as a dairy farmer, something that we're very passionate about here, you know, because not only do we make our living producing milk, but we take great pride as well in the fact that we contribute to dairy products that are really sought after all over the world, not just for their great taste, but for the nutritional value as well. So we're very proud to be part of Ireland's dairy industry.
And I know that I had spoken to a number of farmers there just before the weekend, and they were telling me about some of the testing that milk undergoes, and maybe not even the testing, but the costs involved for that testing should any batches of milk have to be returned, Laura.
Yeah, so I can definitely reassure you and your listeners, Dimphna, that, you know, whether it was the milk on your Flavin's porridge this morning now or the butter on your Waterford blah, that the Irish milk in those products, like, that it has gone through rigorous testing before it earns its place on the shop shelves. So I suppose inside the farm gate is what I'm kind of best qualified to talk about, because that's where we operate every day. So we have to follow best practice basically in all areas across the dairy farm, from animal welfare to our milk and equipment, facilities, feeding, housing, and then as well just to make sure that we operate responsible use of chemicals and medicines as well.
And how does that work, Laura? So we won't go into it too much detail, but I suppose as an educational opportunity, if you do have some cattle perhaps that require medicine, you know, there's maybe mastitis or there's something else happening and that medicine is administered, that's obviously detected then, Laura, in your milk, and there's so much that has to happen in order to cleanse the milk, or you have to wait a certain period of time before you can then sell your milk to be used.
Yeah, well, I suppose, first of all, just to say, Dimphna, that all milk producers, you know, like ourselves now, our holding and all of our animals, they're registered with the Department of Agriculture, first of all. And then we have to hold a valid dairy health certificate, which is renewed annually by the vet. And this is basically confirmation from our vet that the animal health is good on our particular dairy farm. So These certificates have to be in place for every milk supplier before we can supply a drop of milk to the co-op. So as well as that, then we're given a quality policy document by our co-op. Now, we supply Tier Lawn, so that's the one that I'd be most familiar with. So this document, basically, it gives us it outlines to us like the quality, the food safety, and then biosecurity and animal disease standards like that are required of us as suppliers of raw milk to the co-op.
That's a huge amount of red tape, paperwork and work, Laura. But I think most people won't be aware, myself included, that when you go to the supermarket and you get your 2 litre of milk, that all of this had to happen a really long time before I ever got to put my hand on that carton of milk.
Absolutely. And I suppose, you know, Again, I can't say it often enough or stress it enough that it's only milk of the highest quality that's completely free from any residues, antibiotics, or any kind of contaminants that will be collected by to your lawn, you know. So to ensure this, then we have to just follow really and be very consistent in the quality procedures that we have in place on our farms every day.
And has it changed much over the years, Laura? I'd imagine you've seen processes change, but you wouldn't do it, and you wouldn't keep sort of reacting to these changes unless you really loved it.
No, and that's the thing, I think, Dimphna. You know, we're at the end of the day, we're farmers doing our best. We love our animals, and that's exactly where it all starts. You know, it starts with a healthy cow being looked after by a competent farmer. So I suppose it's up to us then to make sure that the cow's needs are all met, and that's everything from nutrition to housing and just overall high standards of animal welfare that we make sure they're implemented at all stages of the animal's life. So yeah, when it comes to the actual milking itself, then Dimphna, you know, just in a really, I'll kind of give you an idea, you know, from start to finish, we just have to make sure that first of all we have a very clean milking parlour. The milking equipment then has to be well maintained, and it also has to be spotlessly clean. The cow's udders, they're also wiped clean before every milking to make sure that they're free of any dirt at all, and then they're disinfected again after milking. And the spray that's used as it's open after milking, but it also helps with the condition to keep the teats in good condition. So the milking equipment even the water supply that's used on farm that's involved in water tested too to make sure that it meets all the necessary standards you know required for human consumption.
That is fascinating, and I'd say you haven't a free minute in any given day, Laura. When you see articles like that, you know, a daily glass of milk cutting the risk of bowel cancer, we see, you know, even modern films now. Nicole Kidman has probably done wonders for the milk industry in her new film, Baby Girl, and she's, dare I say it, she's sexualizing milk a small bit. What's our demand like here in Ireland? Because obviously it's among the finest milk in the world, Laura. What's that demand? Has it increased? Has it remained the same? What do you notice?
Well, I suppose even just to go back and to finish the story, Dimple, maybe just on the actual milk, you know, leaving the yard. Every time that the milk lorry collects from the farm, then samples are taken as the lorry is filling in our yard. And these samples, every single one of these samples, will go through the Tierlan Central Laboratory there in Dungarvan. And the milk is screened there for thermogenic bacteria, for total bacteria count, somatic cell count, lactose, urea, and then fat and protein levels as well. So, you know, people can really be reassured by this that it's only the very highest quality milk that gets to go for processing, you know.
So it really is the best thing you could possibly do with your day for your health and for your well-being, Laura, is to have that extra glass of milk a day.
Absolutely. And I'd hope now, Dimphna, that yourself and Ollie, you know, that you'll make it one of your New Year's resolutions to go back and have that pint of milk every day.
Does it count if I have ice cream, Laura?
Yeah. Yeah, well, look, technically it is dairy. Yeah. So, yeah, look, anything that supports the local dairy farmers, you go for it, Dimphna.
And we're talking so much about farmers over the last number of weeks. That cold, cold spell that we saw, Laura, it gave us all, I think, a greater appreciation for how difficult it is to farm when the weather is extremely challenging. We're reminded that if it's challenging for us to get around from A to B, it's extraordinarily challenging for farmers to do their job as they need to do it, Laura.
Well, absolutely. Look, the weather plays a huge role right across the year, and I suppose there over the last week, we could see exactly what the impact the cold weather had on everybody in our communities, you know. But again, I think, you know, we didn't fail to get the milk in and get it into the supermarkets, and I saw tractors bringing milk from the delivery lorries into the actual yards of supermarkets. So that'll tell you how dedicated we actually are to making sure that you can go in and get your bottle of milk every day.
I love this. Laura Forbes, you have you've converted me. I was always a milk drinker. I took an old break there for a few years, and I think you've reconverted me. But we might start with the Oreo milkshake maybe at lunchtime. Laura,
if you don't mind, actually, could I give a shout out? She'll be mortified now, but I'll give a shout out to my youngest daughter, Lucy, who's currently doing her lessons for driving an Arctic lorry. So she'll be hauling milk now in the very near future. So good luck to Lucy.
Oh, Lucy, you sound like somebody I would love to know. The very best of luck with that. Oh, I have so many questions here for you, and I don't have time to ask them, Laura, but I absolutely love that this is what Lucy is doing.
Yeah. literally from farm straight, that milk will be coming. Our family will be looking after it from start to finish.
And no better people. Laura Forbes, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Dimfna. No bother. Talk to you again.